This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. I just looked up to the sky. I said, what do you have against me trying to go to Canada tomorrow? Because obviously you're trying to stop me for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why, but I was like, I'm not going to let it happen. I am going to make this trip. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to that just a little bit. This is episode 174. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I'm joined, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing all right, but it seems like you're having a time.
I am having a time. Just at this point, it doesn't even cut it anymore. It's just a severe understatement. Where do I start? So for any of you who are listening, if you've been listening to the show the past couple of weeks, you know that as we record this today, it is my birthday. And tomorrow I'll be flying out to Canada to go see my girlfriend, Michelle. As a U.S. citizen, flying into Canada, I have certain restrictions that I have to follow. I have to go get a COVID test. I have to have a negative result for that COVID test. And that COVID test has to be administered no more than 72 hours before the time of the departing time of my flight into Canada. So I have a connecting flight. I have to fly from New Orleans to Detroit and then Detroit to Montreal. And so it has to be no more than 72 hours before my departing time from Detroit to Montreal. I went and I got my test on Tuesday, which would have put me in that 72-hour window. The test was supposed to be sent to a lab, get tested. Well, the sample was supposed to get sent to a lab, be tested, and then I'll get the results. They'll email me the results if they're negative. If they're positive, they'll call me and say, hey, you got a positive test. You know, this is what you need to do. So they say typically the samples are sent out overnight shipping at the end of the day. Once they're received at the lab, it takes about 24 hours, at minimum 24 hours from them receiving it to them testing it and giving you the results back. But they say it could be, you know, anywhere between 24 to 48 hours. So I'm like, okay, cool. Test results still had not come back, at least as of now. I still have not gotten test results back from that COVID test. And my flight is for 6 a.m. tomorrow to go to Detroit. And then I fly out about like 10-something to go from Detroit to Canada. So it's really pushing it. It's really, really pushing it. So, I was stressing out about that this morning. This is the first thing I started stressing out about this morning. So I told Michelle, she started looking into it. She was like, well, can you call them? Is there an email that you can send and all this other kind of stuff? So I call them, automated message is like, oh, if you're calling about COVID test results, press one. Press one. We can't expedite any COVID test results. If you haven't received your COVID test results after 5 days, please send an email to this email address. Thank you. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. And that's it. No option to talk to anybody. That was it. So I called a pharmacy. I said, hey, we took a test Tuesday. I still haven't gotten the results back from the test. I was like, they gave me a number to track the results. I was like, is there any chance that I got the wrong number, you know, or is there any, you know, was there anything wrong, you know, that it got picked up late or anything like that? She was like, no, they got picked up on time. She's like, you got the right number. She verified the number that I had. She's like, when did you take the test again? I said, on Tuesday. She was like, oh, yeah. There were, I think she said like a couple of weeks ago, some people who had took a test on Tuesday didn't get their results until the next Monday. I'm like, well, the heck? That's not going to help me at all.
What, just Tuesday? Like, every other day is fine to get on time?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe because that has something to do with that Friday turnaround. I don't know. Maybe I
should. Yeah, weird.
And it's like, I if I would have did it on Wednesday, I would have definitely ran a risk of not getting it back within the 72 yeah. hours. So it was like, that was the perfect opportunity. So I'm like, all right. Okay, so now what do I do? So I'm like, I don't know if I need to postpone my flight, cancel my flight, because it's like, if I postpone the flight, I can try to find a flight at a later time during the day, which mm-hmm. would still put me within that 72-hour window. But if not, and I try to get a flight for another day, then I'll have to go get another COVID test because I'll be, you know, mm-hmm. outside of the 72-hour window. Luckily, Michelle found an urgent care clinic that was probably about like 35 minutes away from me that did, because Canada only allows you in if you've gotten a negative test result for certain COVID tests, like the molecular tests. There is a rapid test that you can take, but the rapid tests are antigen tests, and apparently they don't check as thoroughly or something like that. I don't know the difference between mm-hmm. the antigen test and the molecular test. But so Michelle found an urgent care clinic that did rapid molecular tests, so I could get a test result with the type of test that I needed to cross the board, and I could get the results in 15 minutes. So I called them, double checked them just to make sure. I called them. The receptionist that picked up the phone. Now, no fault of our own. I don't hold it against the woman. I'm pretty sure that they were busy and that they're probably getting these kind of calls all day, every day. So I call her and I say, hey, just wanted to check if you guys did COVID testing, but the molecular testing for the rapid results. And she was like, yeah, we do. And I'm like, okay, I just want to check. It's the molecular, the PCR test. And she's like, uh-huh, yeah, it's a PCR test. I'm like, okay. And about, it'll be 15 minutes. Before I could even get the question out of my mouth, I was like, she was trying to rush me off the phone. I'm like, okay, I feel like you didn't really hear what I was saying, but I'm just going to go with it anyway because I'm kind of desperate at this point. So I'm like, all right, thank you. And so I got the phone, got dressed, headed on over there. It was storming. When I tell you, Ashley, it was pouring down rain to where I could not even see in front of my car. It was horrible. And I just looked up to the sky. I said, what do you have against me trying to go to Canada tomorrow? Because obviously you're trying to stop me for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why. But I was like, I'm not going to let it happen. I am going to make this trip. And so I get to the clinic, and even when I got there, the receptionist, I could tell it was the same lady that I talked to on the phone. She was still like very short with me. But I'm like, and it wasn't even really busy. There was one other couple that was in there before me. And while I was sitting there waiting, like maybe two other patients came in after me. So it wasn't busy, but I'm like, okay, whatever, I'm here. So and I was hoping that, you know, it wouldn't be too expensive, because when I went to Canada back in January and I got a COVID test to go before then, I went to like this privatized health clinic or whatever. And so I went there and I asked them, I was like, well, will my insurance cover this? And they're like, oh, yeah, your insurance will cover it. I'm like, OK, cool. Went there for the appointment. Got there. And the lady was like, oh, well, we don't take your insurance. We charge you for the test, for the shipment of the test, and then you get the receipt, and then you get your insurance to reimburse you. I'm like, say what? That's not normally the way insurance works.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know, and I just accepted it because I wanted to go, and so I didn't really have any other choice at the time. So I was, in that time, it was like $275 or something like that. So I was hoping that this time it wasn't going to be that much. But they took my insurance card and my ID and it went, did that and everything. So I filled out all the paperwork. She's like, okay, your copay is going to be $35. I'm like, that's more like it. $35 is something that I can afford. So went there, got the test, go to the back. The nurse comes back in. She said, have you been experiencing any symptoms of COVID? I say, no, ma'am. Have you come in contact with anyone who's tested positive? I'm like, no, ma'am. She's like, okay, just going to take your vitals. She got like my little oxygen. She took my temperature. She put the blood pressure cuff on my arm. And so I'm like, ugh. I know. I was like, I hope my blood pressure's not high. And as soon as I said that, it beeped. And she was like, it's a little high. But she was like, it's not bad. She was like, it's not too bad. She was like, and it could be just because you're, you know, a little anxious about the test. And I was like, no, that's not it. I've gotten a COVID test before. This is like my fourth time doing it at this point. But I, you know, explained to her the whole thing about having gotten the test Tuesday and then, you know, not getting the results back. And my flight is tomorrow. She was like, oh, yeah, I can see how that would make anyone a little anxious. I was like, yeah. Oh, and another thing about me going to the pharmacy to do my test on Tuesday, I had to do it myself.
To do it yourself?
Yeah, so I went to, and this is nothing against the pharmacy, and I'll say the name, and they didn't do anything wrong, but I went to Walgreens because they were offering drive-through testing. So they give you the swab and they instruct you how to do it. And so, and you know, and this is for safety purposes to keep, you know, traffic from coming into the store, just in case, you know, if you were experiencing symptoms and you had a possibility of being positive, that way you're limiting your interaction with people around you because you're staying in your car. Mm. They're instructing you how to do the test and you do it. And then you put the sample in this little vial and then you hand it back to them. So, you know, all sanitary and stuff like that, so understand it. But no, I thought I did it because I thought I did it well enough, because I know that it has to like really get up in your nose for the nasal swab, and so I did it to the point to where I was uncomfortable. I was like, okay, that kind of feels like how everybody else had did it the last couple times I had gotten it done. When I went to the clinic today and she did it, I was like, oh, she went way further than I did. So I got the test, but I got the results. The doctor came in. He was like, okay, yeah, your test came back negative. You're good to go. I'm like, all right, great. And I looked at it. He was like, this is the type of test that it was. Looked at it. It was one of the tests that's on the list for the Canadian government website that says these are the types of tests that we accept. So I'm like, all right, great. I am good. So I had put some laundry in the wash and put it in the dryer before I left. And it had been raining off and on all day. And my laundry room for my apartment is I have to go outside to get to the laundry room. So I'm like, okay, if it's going to keep raining like this, I don't know how I'm going to get my clothes back and not get them wet.
Yeah, just dry them off and then get soaking wet.
Right. So I'm done at the clinic, driving back home, and you know, I'm feeling better. I'm like, all right, I can let go of that stress. I'm good. Again, I get to the clinic, not a drop of rain in the sky. I get back on the interstate to come back home, pouring down raining again. I'm like, okay. So I'm driving carefully. I'm in the middle lane of the highway. This truck comes barreling down the left lane. Which is the fast lane, of course. Mm-hmm. It's kicking up all this water. And so the car in front of me, I don't know if the car in front of them slammed on their brakes, but I just know the car in front of me slammed on its brakes. Now, I have an older car. My tires need to be changed. The treads are a little low. So when I slammed on my brakes, I start sliding. And I'm like, in the split second I see this, I'm like, I'm about to run into the back of this car. So luckily enough, I was able to swerve into the left lane. There was a car coming up, but it was far enough behind me to where I could swerve in the left lane and not, you know, be in danger of hitting that car. And then I was able to keep going. And then again, I look up in the sky. I'm like, What are you doing? Why are you trying to stop me from just taking this trip? And so get home without a problem. I'm like, all right, fine. So get home. It's not raining at my apartment. I'm like, okay, my clothes should be done. So I hurry up, get my basket, go get my clothes. I'm like, all right, cool. Bring my clothes in, start folding my clothes and everything. And I'm like, all right, I know I need to go pay my rent because I'm going to be gone before the first. All right, okay, I need to go pay my rent. So get my rent together, go pay it. And so I go drop my rent off. I get in the car. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be proactive because I know, because remember the whole story about me trying to get a new toothbrush? I still hadn't gotten a new toothbrush since then. So I'm like, I need to see if I can find if Walgreens, again, going back to Walgreens, and again, this is nothing against Walgreens. Walgreens is a very lovely, very convenient store. Go to Walgreens and see if I could get a toiletry bag, you know, for shower gel, shaving stuff, all this other kind of stuff. Oh, and then while I was looking for that, I was like, I can get a toothbrush. I don't know what is up with this word, this universe and me getting a toothbrush. So I'm like, okay, I'll do curbside pickup. It'll take me, because they say the only curbside pickup takes about 15 to 30 minutes. So I say, it'll take me at least 15 minutes to get to the Walgreens by my house from where I went to drop off the rent. And even if it does take a little bit longer, I just can just hang out in the parking lot, wait till they say it's ready, pick it up. So drive back, get to Walgreens. I'm like, okay, still haven't gotten an email, sitting in the parking lot for a little bit. Sitting. I'm like, okay, this is a really long time. And I see there are a couple people coming in and out of the store. I'm like, okay, maybe they're a little bit busy. So this was at 6 o'clock, maybe. Mm-hmm. When did I put the order in? Let me look at my email. We received your order at 5:55.
So right before 6.
Yeah, so right before 6. And then at about 6:30. I got an email back saying that there's been a delay in your order. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go back home then and then just wait for them to let me know that my order is ready. So come back home, finish folding the rest of my clothes. Still haven't packed a single thing yet. Haven't put a single piece of clothing in the suitcase. And so then getting ready to start the podcast. So if any listeners are listening to this and like, hey, I didn't get a notification that, you know, the podcast was being recorded, because of the state of Twitch right now and the things that are going on with, BIPOC streamers and all members of the marginalized communities, the hate and, the attacks that have been happening toward them, on a personal note, I've taken a step back from streaming on Twitch until there's some kind of resolution to where these things can be mitigated. So for the immediate future, the podcast won't be streamed for a while. But so I'm looking for another avenue to record the stream other than OBS, because OBS still records video files and they make it a large file. So I was just trying to record only an audio file to make it somewhat smaller. So I'm fighting with that. Ashley and I get on the call, downloaded this new app and say, oh, you need to restart your computer. I'm like, okay, restart the computer. I'm like, okay, well, while I restart the computer, let me call Walgreens and see what's going on with the order. Call Walgreens. The guy picks up the phone and he's like, yeah, this is Walgreens. How can I help you? I say, hey, I had a curbside pickup order. I got the email a couple hours ago, said that it'd been delayed. I was just calling to see if there were any updates to that. You're like, all right, let me check on that for you. Puts me on hold. While he puts me on hold, my father calls me. I'm like, I don't know when they're coming back from hold, so I let the call go to voicemail. Mm-hmm. So, leaves me on hold for a good bit. Finally, the phone rings. Another woman picks up the phone. And so She's like, how can I help you? Repeat the same thing again. Yeah, I had a curbside order a couple hours ago. It said I got a, had a delay. Just wanted to check and see if there was any update on that. And she was like, well, what'd you have? So I'll go to explain. She was like, yeah, travel stuff. I'm like, yeah, I had two travel kits and a toothbrush. She's like, well, I've been busy, but I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. I'm like, all right, thank you. So
making me feel bad.
Right. I was like, I was just, and I could see if I called and I was like, well, this, my order was supposed to be ready. You say it's only supposed to be 15 to 30 minutes and I didn't get my order, you know, yada, yada, yada. I was like, hey, yeah, just trying to call, see if there was an update with that. She flipped out. So I'm like, all right, thank you. And so I just got a email about 10 minutes ago, say your order is ready for pickup. So like, all right. And now she's probably be upset because I'm not going to pick it up until after we're done to the podcast. Right. So that happened. And so I'm like, all right. So I restarted my computer, started it back up, went to open the app again. It was like, oh, the app needs you to restart the computer. Like, oh, sure. All right. So restart the computer again. So while the computer is restarting again, call my dad back. Because he left a message. He was like, hey, because I'm in a group chat, group text message with my dad and all my siblings. And they had all texted me earlier today telling me happy birthday and everything. And I was, you know, honestly, I was waiting for them to all say, you know, happy birthday so I could thank them all at once. But in the middle of all that happening, all the rest of the stuff happened during the day. So I hadn't gotten back to him. So because I didn't answer the phone, he's like, well, because I said, I guess my voicemail message, I'm sorry that I missed your call. So my dad is like, are you really sorry that you missed my call? Because everybody's been texting you. Nobody heard from you. I was just calling to see if you were alive. But now I get your voicemail. So now I have to dig deeper. I guess I'm going to have to call your brother. I'm like, oh my God. So I call him. He picks up the phone. He was like, ah, he's like, you got scared. I was going to call your brother. I was like, that has nothing to do with it. I was like, I have been busy, sir. He was like, too busy to text your family back. I was like, honestly, yes. I was like, he's like, just because it's your birthday, you feel like you don't have to talk to nobody. I was like, listen. He was like, because everybody texts you and nobody heard back from you. I was like, you know what? I'm going to respond right now. So I text everybody back. I was like, thanks, everyone. And I was like, I have been busy. And so while he called, while I'm on the phone with him, then my son calls. I'm like, oh my God. So I get off the phone with him, call my son back. He sings happy birthday, all cute and everything. I'm like, thank you. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, what you doing? He's like, are you about to go to bed? I was like, no, I'm about to record a podcast. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, all right, well, have a good trip. Like, all right. That's pretty much what it was. So I was like, all right. So I finished all of that. Finally got the computer restarted again. Went to the stupid application and I did like a little test thing because Jeremy's streaming. And so I pulled up his stream.
It's funny because I have a stream open right now.
So yeah, I pulled up his stream to make sure I was getting the desktop audio. And then I was, testing my audio from my microphone, played it back. Sounds like absolute garbage because I don't have like all the filters and everything for my audio. So I hear just like ambient noise in the background. My level is like just super loud. I'm like, okay, my microphone is not good enough for just to plug into any old audio app and, you know, just record my audio. So I'm like, guess I gotta go back to OBS then. So went back to OBS. It's like, all right, just do it the way we used to. Just record from OBS. And that brings us to now.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, so I'm exhausted.
Yeah, we always have like family members that call us on our birthday. Usually just one. It's usually like my aunt and like her husband and our cousins or whatever. They'll usually call and, you know, sing happy birthday, and then usually our aunt will talk to us for a little bit or something, but it's just something that we always do on birthdays. Like, we do it for each of their birthdays and stuff too. So yeah, sometimes you just be chilling and you won't even remember, and then suddenly it's like, call for me, Andy. It's like, oh God, okay. Give me a minute, I gotta go talk on the phone for like 20 minutes. So yeah, I know that too. I haven't had quite as a eventful day as you have.
It's hard to follow that.
Yeah. it's been really hot up here. So, like, a lot of schools actually have been either closed completely or, like, have moved to only half days for at least this week because, you know, these schools don't have, like, air conditioning throughout and stuff, so it gets really hot inside. And so that's been fun. Like, right now, let's see, what temperature is it right now? It's been so hot that yesterday, I think it was, I was looking at the temperature and it was, like, you know, 80-something, and then it said, it feels like, I don't remember, it was like 90, like almost 100. It was like 98, 98, something like that. I was like, oh, what? It doesn't get that hot up here. Right now, at 9:30, it is 79 and feels like 79. And, like, the sun is set, so it should not be almost 80 here.
Yeah.
So that's been fun, dealing with, like, the heat and stuff. Luckily, no, we have only had half days because this is our first week of school and everything too, so it's been okay with that. I actually moved it because we had Monday and Tuesday was a half day, but they moved it to make all week half days because of the heat. Because we only have like 1, 2, 3 rooms, I think, four rooms in the whole school that are air conditioned, and it's like the computer lab, the band room, the social hall, and the community room. So literally only like 2 of those are like classrooms, and they're like, you know, not even like actual classrooms, you know, like the computer lab and the band room. It's just for specific classes. So
so
we've had half days. And you know, we got to meet all our new kids and stuff, and boy, are they a different group than last year. Last year we were really spoiled with how like chill they were. This year, I mean, they definitely act more like kids and they are fun, because last year it was kind of boring at some points because they weren't really a group that liked to dance or have fun. They were kind of like shy. But this year, this group already has like, they like to dance and have fun and stuff. So that's nice. But because of that, they're also just rowdy in general all the time. And we have more than we did last year. So we got to get to know them, and they got to get to know us. So this first week, it's been a little rough, but yeah. You know, we'll get there eventually. Especially because these kids, you know, they haven't usually been in programs before. They're really young, you know, and they're also not used to wearing masks. So it's been a whole thing of like, pull your mask up. You got to wear your mask when you're in school. That's the rules, you know? So,
yeah.
That's been a whole thing too. It'll be really nice eventually, whenever it happens, whether it's this year, next year, whatever, when we don't have to wear masks anymore, because I don't know how many times a day I've repeated myself, and this was only the third day of school, because yesterday we didn't have school because the power was out because there was a big storm and a lot of places around the neighborhood lost power. Luckily I didn't, and my parents didn't, but the school did, so we didn't have school yesterday. So this was only the third day of school. I think I've said pull your mask up more this year than I ever did last year.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a whole thing. We'll get in the habit of it. You know, it's just different for them and all that. A lot of them are either only children or obviously like the youngest. So we'll get there. But yeah, so every day I've like come home and like taken a nap because one, I'm not used to like sleeping at a decent time. And then, two, just because of, like, it's been so hot, plus, you know, dealing with a brand new group of kids, it's been a little exhausting.
Yeah, I bet.
So, yeah, that's been pretty boring since I basically, like, all right, I'm home from work, have some lunch, take a nap. So, yeah, I haven't been able to take Toby on walks because it's been so hot, because, like I said, even right now, it's, like, almost 80 degrees, and it's 9:30 and dark outside, so
yeah.
Poor Toby's kind of sad. He hasn't been on a walk in, like, a week or something like that. I don't remember the last time I took him on a walk. Definitely not at all this week. He keeps coming up to me. I don't know if he needs to go out or something. I let him out, I don't know, probably an hour before I did the podcast. He keeps coming over and putting his paw on me because he wants attention or, you know, whatever he wants. But I'm like, you gotta chill. Where? Actually, I don't even see him. Must have gone upstairs. Smokey's actually chilling over there. I'm surprised he's not upstairs or bothering me. But yeah, if I were you, I would be very vigilant and careful on your trip, because like you said, it seems like something about the universe is like...
Yeah, it's really it's really against me right now.
Yeah, so definitely be safe as much as you can.
Yeah. As much as possible.
Yeah. you know, since it's your birthday, I just wanted, I know we've talked about birthdays before, but if you have any like memorable birthdays, I'm sure this is going to be one now.
Yeah, this is definitely P1 for a record book.
It doesn't even have to be your own. It could be, you know, a friend or sibling or whatever, you know, any kind of birthday, any memorable ones.
Probably, I think my most memorable birthday would be my 20th birthday. Because it was the first time I had had a birthday party in a long time. I think the last time I had a birthday party before then was maybe... It definitely wasn't in my teenage years. Because I don't have remember having like a party like all through high school. Because my birthday generally happened either... on the first week of school or like the first couple weeks of school. I remember my freshman year of high school, my birthday was on the first day of school. And that was just awful because I'm going to a new school, meeting new people. And the first day I'm there, it's my birthday. And it's just like, you can't celebrate because you don't know any of these people, and you can't introduce yourself for the first time and be like, oh, it's my birthday. Because they'll look at you and be like, all right.
How are you? It's my birthday.
Yeah. Like, okay. You seem a little self-absolved, you know, a little self-important. Like, I don't really care about your birthday. But, yeah, so it was, like, and it's just like an adult only birthday parties, you know, different than, you know, your kid, and there's a mixture between adults and kids and all this other kind of stuff. So, but we had all went to the bowling alley, and we just had fun. You know, it was me and my brothers and my cousins, and my girlfriend at the time. And we just went and we were teenagers and early 20 year olds just at the bowling alley having a good time. It's probably one of the most fun birthday parties that I've had in my lifetime. But it was also memorable because 3 days after that birthday, that's when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
So it was definitely a very short celebration. You know, everybody's like, oh, it's my birthday month or my birthday week or whatever. But yeah, my birthday was that Friday. And then, yeah, 27, 28, 29. Yep. Monday is when Hurricane Katrina hit. So, yeah, it's crazy. So we're coming up, and just, I don't know what it is about the universe, but we're coming up on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And
16?
Yeah, it's going to be 16 years.
Wow.
And there's another hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico right now, and it is set to hit Louisiana on Monday.
Wow, that's a not good sign. So, at least you won't be there, I guess.
Yeah. I told Michelle that. I was like, it's kind of good that I'm leaving today because there's a hurricane coming in. I'm not going to be here.
That is very true.
But yes, sometime between Sunday and Monday. So sometime between the 29th and the 30th, this will hit.
Give me a minute.
Oh, no problem.
Just choking on spit.
I hate when it happens.
Okay, I'm good. yeah, I have only a handful of like memorable ones. There's a lot from like I have vague memories of ones from my childhood, but nothing in particular really stands out. More it was like my teens, like more my earlier or more recent ones that I remember. Like my 16th one, I know my mom threw like a little surprise party for me. So like, I remember I was out of the house for some reason. And I don't remember if it was exactly on my birthday or like the weekend of my birthday or I don't know, you know, whatever. And I came home and she had invited some of my friends over and then like, you know, they stayed the night or whatever and we had fun and all that. So that was cool. I still have like decorations that are hanging up in my room from my 16th birthday, whatever. It was like little, like, I don't know, like paper, like those paper lanterns, but they're not lanterns. They're just like paper, like round decorations or whatever. That I still have like hanging from my ceiling from when it was my 16th birthday, because I was like, that reminds me of my birthday and also it's cool, so I'll leave it up. I remember in particular my 18th, I was very, very lonely. I had a very hard time that year. Because, you know, I was still, it was my senior year of high school. It was winter, you know, winter and my senior of high school both were kind of a bad times. I had, it must have been semi-recently, had lost my job, and, you know, it's winter. I was doing bad, wasn't really doing schoolwork, all that, didn't really have any friends. And so I kind of just spent my 18th birthday with like my aunt and my mom. Mm-hmm. And like that was it. I didn't have anyone to hang out with, no one to talk to, you know, whatever. So I just remembered that one in particular. I was very lonely. Yeah. My 21st, same thing, didn't have any friends. I went with my mom, my aunt, and my grandma. We went out to dinner first. And, you know, it was my 21st birthday, so I was able to, like drinks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we went out to Applebee's, I think, for dinner. And I don't remember, I had something to drink, whatever. I do remember if we almost got to Applebee's, and I was like, I don't have my ID. So I just turned around, like, I'm not used to having to bring it, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then we ended up going to a bar afterwards, a local bar. And it's still the only time I've really been to a bar. I went once with my friend for like her kind of like birthday thing, but it was also like kind of a small family kind of birthday thing. But I remember, like, I still think back on it, we had a lot of fun. I know my aunt kept buying those like pull tabs that you get or whatever, and you could like win money. And then she'd be like, ooh, we're up $15 or something. And then she'd go like turn it in and go use that money to buy more pull tabs. And then I'm sure in the end we ended up losing. I don't think we gained in the end. But that one was a lot of fun. And then I remember the days that all my siblings were born. Because for my first sister, I was 8. And I was actually there when she was born. It was a whole thing. I don't remember when she was born. It had to have been like early in the morning, you know, kind of thing. I remember going to the hospital with like my mom, my dad, and all that. And they're like, oh, do you want to go to your friend's house? You know, like, we're still here. It's getting kind of late. And I was like, no, I want to stay here. Like, you know, see my sister be born. And they're like, okay. And then, it got a little bit later and I got bored and tired and I was like, I want to go to my friend's house now. They're like, it's like midnight. You can't go now. So I was stuck there. And then, I was there when my sister was born, which is very weird. I was standing on like a chair. Like I was just there. I was in the room. It's weird. I don't know if you could do that now.
Well, maybe not now.
I know not during COVID, but I don't know if they have like kids, like if they could be in there during like that whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then my other sister, I remember waking up and coming out of my room and I saw my grandpa sitting on the couch with my first sister. And that was weird, you know, because I didn't live with my grandparents. I lived with my parents.
Right.
So it's like, what's going on? Where is everyone? He's like, oh, I'm at the hospital because your sister's going to be born. I was like, what? Like, I just woke up. I couldn't, like, talk with any of it. Then with my first brother, I was over at my friend's house because every Halloween, we would go trick-or-treating together and then I would spend the night at her house. Oh, yeah, my sister, my second one, I was 10. My brother, I was 13. So I think this was the last trick-or-treating I went was when I was 13. And because he was born November 1st, so it's the day after Halloween. So and we stayed up, you know, really late or whatever. And then her mom came in and she's like, congratulations, your brother was born. I was like, okay. Like, I was still like half asleep. She's like, you're not excited? I was like, I mean.
I'm like, yeah, but I'm tired.
Like, it's like early in the morning and we stayed up way too late.
Yeah.
And then for my last brother, I was 17. And I don't actually, I remember, because my cousin was visiting. So she was here staying with us. And I remember we made a cake. Just because, like, we wanted to make a cake, and so we just kind of used what we had around. So we had, like, it was like a strawberry cake, and then we had, like, white frosting, but we used food coloring to turn it blue, but it ended up coming out more teal. So it was very weird, because it was, like, a strawberry cake with, like, teal frosting. And I remember when my cousin turned it over, like, to get it out of the pan, there was, like, a chunk that looked like was missing, and there was, like, a few pieces that were, like, broken off, you know, so she tried to, like, move it around to fix it. But no matter what, there was, like, a chunk missing, and it wasn't in the pan. So she turned to my one sister, and she was like, did you, like, eat this, like, in 2 seconds while we weren't looking? She's like, no! So I don't know what happened to that chunk. and then we frosted it. We put M&Ms on it that said my brother's name, because we knew he was going to be born soon, or I guess we assumed. And then he was, but then a few days later, he ended up being born. I remember, like, being able to go and visit when my mom was at the hospital, and, like, we all got to, like, hold him and stuff. But yeah, those are probably my most memorable. I've got three from me and then all four of my siblings.
Yeah.
yeah, lots of memories throughout the years.
You know, it's good. Mm-hmm. Thing you want to hold on to.
Exactly. I will always remember. Especially my first sister, because she doesn't obviously care. But like, when you were born, I was standing on that chair and I was watching you, and you opened your eyes and I was the first person you saw. She's like, okay.
I can imagine that's her reaction.
But yeah, you know, I still gotta tell her. Be like, yeah. I was the first person you ever saw, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't have, I was about to say, I don't have the luxury of having younger siblings. And I mean, I do on my dad's side, but like for all of them, I never really maintained much of a close relationship with them. It wasn't until like we were all adults that we just brought it upon ourselves. Like, okay, well, if our father, who, you know, is the common denominator for all of us, isn't like actively trying to bring us all together, like maybe we should try to, you know, be more involved in each other's lives and stuff. So we have been, because for the most of us, well, before it was the most of us, we lived in Louisiana, had a couple in Texas, and then my oldest brother, he kind of travels about, he pops from place to place. I don't even know where he is right now. But we had been talking about just all doing a trip together, but logistically it just never came together because everybody's off busy doing their own thing. They're all in separate places at different times, so I don't know when that's going to happen, but we've been trying to schedule family, like, Zoom calls or Facebook calls or whatever, but even that just doesn't really work out because it's rarely a time where everybody's free at the same time, so. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. We text periodically.
Yeah.
You know, so it's better than nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm the oldest, so all my siblings are younger. And my parents are, you know, the parents to all of us, so I don't have any, like, half siblings or step siblings.
Yeah.
I do remember when my cousin was born, actually, because I was only two. But I remember, I vaguely, very vaguely remember, because I do remember being able to visit her, then liking her first name and her middle name so much that I came home and named all of my, like, stuffed animals and baby dolls and stuff her name. For some reason, I don't know, I just liked her name a lot, I guess. Yeah, that's about all I got when it comes to, like, having any of that or whatever. I'm not particularly close with too much of, like, our extended family, other than, like, cousin, and that's pretty much it. My aunt, who is my mom's sister, that's pretty much it. So, and we've got a big family.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, it's the same thing of, like, we usually, our huge family gets together, which is my mom's side of the family. We get together usually, it's usually Christmas and then kind of up north, because not everyone goes up north, but Christmas usually most of the family can go. Some of them who are out of country or out of state can't always. But obviously last year we didn't have like a Christmas thing because of like COVID. I think they did something on Zoom, but I was like, I don't care to do that. Like I said, I'm not particularly close with the rest of my family anyway. So it's like, right. I'll see him if I, you know, I'll go. But if on Zoom, I'm like, eh. I can only imagine how like chaotic it could have been too, with a lot of them have like younger kids and stuff. So.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I was like, I'm okay. And then I got to see some of them up north. I didn't get to see a lot of them, though. A lot of them didn't, like, come to our side of the lake. It was like, okay. So maybe if there's a Christmas this year. Although I do have a cousin wedding coming up soon.
Oh, nice.
So if anyone goes, then I'll be able to see them there. I forgot about that. I actually need to ask my mom about that. I don't remember when exactly it is. I know they've gotten moved a couple of times because... their original date, God, when was it? It might have been 2020 or even 2019. I don't remember when their exact date was, but I know it's been moved a few times because of, like, one, their venue, like, overbooked, and then they're like, never mind, we're going to take this other group instead of you. And then I know COVID was a factor, too. So,
yeah.
So hopefully they get to actually finally have their wedding.
That would that be awesome. That
they've been trying to have for at least a year or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of stuff, lots of family.
Yeah. But I hate to do this. And uh-oh. I just so happened to look at the email that I got for my Walgreens pickup, just to go back to my story earlier. I thought I had more time because Walgreens closes at 10, but they said curbside pickups ends at 9, which is in like 17 minutes. Luckily, it's not that far from my apartment, but I'm going to have to cut the podcast short so I can make sure I go and get my stuff because they won't be open before I leave tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I'll do the outro. But it's just been a crazy day, and why should it be any different for the podcast?
That's really true. Should have expected this.
Exactly. So if you realize that this portion of the podcast sounds completely different than the rest of it, you know why. I had to record this at a later date because of, you know, what you just heard. But if you like that kind of craziness and maybe you want to be a part of it, you can reach out to us. You can message us. You can find us on social media. Go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click that. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. And that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. Questions, comments, stories, anything that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to forego social media, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Anything you want to share with us, you know, and if it's something that you feel like you want to hear on the show, we can share that on the show as well. If you want to keep up with the podcast, you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, you name it, there's a good chance that we're on it. But if you do follow us on any of those podcast streaming services, we ask if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. Those podcast charts, they depend on those ratings. So the more ratings we get, the higher up we'll be able to move up those charts. So that way, when someone's looking for a new podcast to listen to, they're more likely to see our show. They might give us a listen. Next thing you know, you got more friends to listen to the podcast with. But the reviews, they help us out because it lets us get that honest feedback from you all. It lets us know what you feel about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, the things you want to hear more of, the things you want to hear less of. So we take those reviews and we work that, and we figure it out how we can make the show even better for you so you can have a better quality show to listen to. If you don't want to use any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show. You can go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from your browser, wherever you have the internet, whether you're on a PC, laptop, or phone, or a tablet, you just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as all the links to everything else that I just mentioned. But to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you all for our next episode. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.